drive, be careful on the roads, and until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We
and we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm
gonna go see. One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
She sees herself.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. This is On the Town with Mikey D. This is my last episode of On the Town with Mikey D. And I'm excited to be here with you. Lils is here. Sort of getting the handle of the run of show here at On the Town. And we're just excited to have you here with us. We do have a couple of special guests tonight. We have the band Glider setting up in Studio D. They're going to be performing live for you in about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half. And shortly we're going to have Witch's Tears in here to talk about their brand new CD, CD release show, et cetera, et cetera. But in the meantime, I actually have a brand spanking new song for you. As is sometimes the case at On the Town with Mikey D. I'm going to do a little bit of a retrospective tonight, but we're also going to play some brand new stuff. And right here, this is Only One with the title track of their brand new album, Gemini Station.
About the poor and the state. inhalation on the Gemini station. Wake, bake, and the same again. I'm on the Gemini with Gemini.
Killed with bullets. Satan leaves. The unholy one is a mother.
Oh,
Witch's Tears there with the title track of their latest EP, Cry of the Banshee. And I have the band, Witch's Tears, here with me in the studio. Gentlemen, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Howdy.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us about your brand new CB.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Would you mind terribly just going around the room and just introducing yourselves and the role you play in the band, the role you play in the show that's coming up? I know that's we are chatting in aid of this brand new album and the album release. So I'm excited about that.
Go for it.
I'm Dominic. I'm the drummer. I actually want to take a chance to shout out to my father and my my uncle Chris and my younger brother Sam. We're gonna get the dump sticker soon, guys. We're gonna get the trash out of there. Don't worry. I got the 80 bucks. Town of Scituate's got a pretty steep sticker price, so for the dump, for the transfer station. So we'll take care of that. But yeah, I play the drums, and yeah, that's pretty much, yeah.
I'm Bowen. I play the 5-string fretless bass, and yeah, I'm just here to be here. On to you.
I'm Gareth. I play guitar and on the vocals. Shout out to Throatzilla.
Yeah. Thank you. And sir, you.
Hi, my name's Mike. I run Reckless Records.
That's right.
A band on the label, which is Taz. We got two CD release shows for these boys. First one is this Sunday, May 26th at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, 3496 Washington Street, 3 p.m., all ages, with Witch's Taz, The Straight Eights, Lude, The Gallows Instance, The Sickle, and Glimpses. With admission, you will get a copy of their debut CD, Cry of the Banshee. And then we have another one in June at the C-Note in Nantasket Beach in Hull. That show's at 6 p.m., 21 plus, June 16th, Sunday night. We got Witch's Tears, The Sickle, Jerry's Got Jokes, Hardwired, and Far Above the Ground. You will also get a copy of the CD with admission for that show. And we got some distribution out in Los Angeles early this month at Amoeba Music on Hollywood Boulevard. You can get a copy of that if you're listening or if you fly out there or something. We're working on distribution around here, probably local shops, Newbury Comics maybe, a couple other spots. But I'll let the boys tell you about the band and go ahead, take it away.
Hey, you guys are busy.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks to Mikey. Yeah, yep. He's got us. Thank you very much. All sorts of stuff going on.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, serious. Much thanks to Mike and Reckless Records.
So we're just basically just prepping for the release show now, and we also have I think at least four new songs that aren't on the album that I think we're going to be playing a few of those when we're doing the release show. So yeah, you'll hear some new stuff as well.
And this is your first album, is that right?
Oh yeah, yep. It's like almost like not even a full length thing. This is our fourth show. We've been around for about a year, and really, I mean, it's the first band I've ever played drums in, that's for sure.
Holy cats.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of taken its own thing. It's like, at first I didn't really, you know, it was just, for me at least, I'll speak on behalf of myself, but at first I just wanted to jam. I was stuck on the South Shore. And I was like, there's nobody around.
Terrible place to be stuck on.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh.
Dude. I just moved there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's a long, I'm long-winded, so I don't know if you guys want to cut me off.
I mean, I love that stuff. And I love, you know, I'm curious, you know, this is the first band you've played drums in.
Yeah.
You just moved to Scituate.
A few years ago,
sort of by happenstance?
Yeah,
Well, I just moved into the house, and we ordered pizza, and I was wearing a Cradle of Filth shirt, and he was the p- pizza boy.
Yeah, and I was like, metal. There's no metal people on the social. Well, yeah. There is, but not where I live.
That's
amazing. So he was like, dude, what's up?
What?
That's a good shirt. Like, let's play music sometime.
Yeah, and Wayne's World.
All right,
stuff.
This guy's weird. Yeah, but, yeah. Okay.
It's party time and it's awesome. Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. And Gareth, were you like?
He was always a shady kid around town. I used to deliver pizzas, and I'd see him walking with the headphones, and I'm like, this kid looks shady. And then I kind of identified with him because I was remembered, like, when I, you know, before I had my license and when I was a bit younger, I'd be kind of in the same boat. So I kind of...
Found me walking with my girlfriend one time in the dark, and he just started talking to me about, like, how he has the same fuzz pedal as Electric Wizard from Dope Throat.
Yeah.
And, like, we just bonded over Doom, and, you know, he's like, I don't smoke pot, but, like, I drink, so we need a jam and come up with some Doom.
Did you know each other from school?
No, I knew him from seeing the harbor. Like, he saw me with a Sub Pop shirt one time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But you used to play rugby with my brothers, right?
Yeah, I played rugby with your brother, yeah. But yeah, we were familiar around town. He worked at the local pizza joint, and
all just kind of came together.
I love how you worked that. You worked that job for like band networking.
Basically,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and like booze money at the time. But yeah,
that's fantastic. And I love that. You know, I've made so many amazing lifelong friends just by that T-shirt. You know, you're my people.
That's what's great about music, and you know, it is. It's really magic like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know a metal fan when they scream Slayer across the road at you just because you're wearing the same shirt as them. Slayer. he's giving the horns and he just keep on walking. It's kind of a community.
Yeah, it's like family.
I was thrown up at a concert one time and everybody just kind of walled around me so the security guards wouldn't see me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's the community.
That's so endearing, actually. Yeah.
It's cute. It was great.
Well, it's like the metal version of, like, I guess the hardcore version of that is, like, I remember being, you know, the only girl at a show, at a hardcore show, and like the guys like forming a little band around me so like I wouldn't get hurt by the slam dancers kind of thing. Exactly.
I mean, it's still the same ethics in punk rock and hardcore. It's DIY, it's community. Everyone helps each other out, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to get to the same place rather than compete. Mm-hmm. You know, help each other out.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a similar sort of language, even though the music is
we're all
is different.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's all metal, exactly. Rock and roll.
It's that community.
Even the underground hip hop's not really around here, but more west in New York. It's all the same basis. Everything's
exactly
the bottom of the barrel, you know, and that's sometimes better than the mainstream.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Especially. Now, were you playing drums before? This is just your first band you were playing drums in?
I've always been a guitar player, and I played in, like, little bar bands and stuff around, like, messing around. But it was, especially living on the South Shore, it was hard to find other people that even could play music, let alone other people that liked even remotely the similar music to me.
Yeah.
And I play a lot of Irish music, actually, in pubs, folk music and stuff. But I think I bumped into Gareth and I don't know, like, he was just one of the only dudes around. I was like, all right, let's jam, like, you know, whatever.
And Gareth, you were playing guitar.
Oh yeah, I've been playing guitar for a while. I played drums too and a little bit of bass. I just never took it as seriously as much, you know. But one year, like, I'll give a shout out, like, I had an ex-girlfriend, she got me like a little orange amp for Christmas, and that honestly, like, made me want to, like, pursue guitar again. It gave me a new outlook on it. And then soon after, I met Dom, and it kind of just falls like cards, you know? One thing after another. The universe has a plan. It kind of unfolds one day at a time, you know?
Yeah. And were you were playing, I mean, is five string, is that your instrument of choice? Or
I play like 12 or 13 different instruments.
Because it sounds like all three of you are sort of ringers in a sense. Like, you all play at least one other instrument.
At least a few instruments.
Oh, yeah. And different types of music. I do, yeah.
Very much. Yeah, I think this is like the first metal band I've been in that's actually like gotten serious. And I normally just play like singer-songwriter stuff like that. And I've been doing this for a long time. And I came into the band playing you know, with a, my 5-string fretless bass in, you know, a black and doom metal band, and that gets complicated.
Yeah.
But he came in real quick.
Having to go so quickly, and like, but you just don't have any fret markers at all. So
we knew right away, though.
Yeah,
he was. The first jam we had with him, it was just like, it was like electric, you know.
As I didn't know what he would think, because when me and Gareth first started, like, you know, like we were both kind of like new, you know, like, you know, intro level on our instruments accordingly, and we were just kind of drunk in a cold garage, like messing around. Like I didn't expect to be sitting here right now. Like I never really thought of it. It was just something to do, you know. Yeah. And
things happened very quickly
when I brought him, and I go, you know what, dude? I know a kid, dude, because me and Bowen jammed a little bit before, like a few times.
I was on drums.
He was on drums, and I was playing guitar. And then I go, you know what, dude? Let me just run it by him. Like, I don't know what he'll think, but, like, let's just see if he'll do it. And he came in, and he was, like, locked right on to what Gareth was playing. And it was cool, man. And it was, It was, like...
Thanks, Don.
When Harry Met Sally or whatever.
It's like kismet. I mean, you know, being in a band, it's like being... I mean, it is a kind of relationship, but it is almost like, you know, you're married to two or three other people.
It's
exactly. Marriage. Yeah, it is.
It's a brotherhood,
and we have like a good vibe together. I feel, you know,
absolutely. And you learn how to talk to each other, you know, in a way that, you know, is kind of, like, you're kind of like a marriage.
You can't be like, dude, gay, knock it off, stop doing it. Like sometimes I kind of get like that. I can be kind of a.
Thank God there's only like three of us.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't stand being a band with like nine members.
Like if you're like Rammstein or something like that, they have like eight people.
They're like Slipknot. They're tearing each other.
There's always gonna be like one guy that's at the dentist, and then like one guy that's gotta pick his kid up, and there's always gonna be one dude that can't make it.
No, but we're like that. We're the triple spiral, like the ancient Celtic symbol. We all spiral into each other, you know. We're the triskel.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah, we all kind of just fuse into each other, you know. We just spin each other, and I'll throw a riff at the drummer, and the drummer will throw the beat at me, and then we throw it all at Bone, and Bone just kind of ties it all together, you know.
Like
a gift.
Well said, well spoken, yeah. And I think Gareth, the thing with him too is like when I first started jamming with him, like I said, I've played with a lot of different people of all different levels, and I'm not to say like I'm something special myself, but I was like, you know, he's got a lot of heart though. I could really sense his seriousness and passion, because I've played with people who are like amazing musicians,
but
they're flaky and like whatever, or they got like a weird attitude or ego, or they're just not really in it. But I knew from the start, this kid, I was like, you know, so he played drums at first for the second, and I was playing guitar, and then I was like, okay, like, let's just flip it around. We'll both kind of do... I wanted to do something that was a bit of a challenge, you know?
Yeah, you've gotten so good at drums.
Thanks, man. I mean, I didn't really...
So good.
If I actually, like, tried to learn what you're supposed to do, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. I have to learn stuff intuitively. I probably like to take some lessons, maybe, or just hang out with somebody to give me the little cheat sheet or something.
You know? Shout out to Mark Greening.
Oh, yeah. I just, like, steal everything from that dude, actually. Yeah. But I don't know if he's mad. I mean, he stole from... What, Ginger Baker? Anyway,
Ginger Baker. So, yeah,
he's probably like across the pond. Like, yo, I'm just gonna stop there. But but what I was gonna say is, he grew up in Ireland when he was a kid, and it's, you know, another weird third wheel thing. Like, I just started playing the Irish folk music years back, and I don't know. Yeah, there's a weird connection there. He's got like some. Yeah, I don't know. But both of these guys, I mean, and I've been talking a lot about Gary, but Bowen's like a friggin' incredible dude. This kid makes music videos for like serious bands over in Europe, and he's just anything that I know. Like, no matter what, I slack off, or I don't drink anymore. But when I was all drunk and sloppy, I know just being around this kid though, something's gonna happen, because he does some amazing work. You know,
thank you.
So yeah.
Yeah,
we all bring some to the table.
Yeah. Well, this is beautiful. I mean, I love it. It really it's like I feel like I'm hanging out with family, you know what I mean? It's really awesome the way you work together, and the respect and love that you have for each other.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I want to make sure that people know where they can get a hold of your music.
Well, you can get it on A, at our shows, B, at the record,
Reckless ahead, Records on SoundCloud. There's you can listen to the CD there. You guys are on Facebook, right?
Yeah, we're on We're on Facebook. We're on Bandcamp. We have a few CDs that we can send you over the mail. You can, you know, you can direct message us on basically any platform, and we'll get back to you. We're usually pretty good about that.
And if you're over in Iceland, I know it's random, but you can get our album there too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bowen has a huge connection in Iceland. Yeah. He's got the Iceland fam online.
Yeah. You can also do it the old-fashioned way and message us on Facebook, and we'll send you a PayPal, and we'll mail it to you. Like, you know, you used to be able to buy records from small labels that way.
I love
it. You could put a rubber band around a brick and throw it through your window, whatever you want. Yeah,
we will send a pigeon to you. We don't mind.
Just like roll up the sheet.
Wearing a very tiny witch's tears T-shirt.
We'll get it to you any means necessary.
And tell me one more time about the shows that you guys have coming up, because I want to make sure that people know how to get there, too.
Just at
this Sunday at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, 3 p.m.
It's a great venue to see shows at.
It is.
Yeah,
it
I just saw
all ages. It's an all-ages show. Bring your kids.
Make sure they have earplugs.
Hide your wife.
Hide your wife.
Hide your kids.
Hide your kids. Hide the dog and cat. It's going to be loud. It's a mixed show, mostly metal, but we also got some hardcore and punk on there as well.
And some straight rock and roll, too.
And some straight rock and roll.
Glimpses on the Sickle, like
I know great guys, friends of ours.
Yeah, talk about them, you guys.
Sickle's great.
I'm stoked to see all the bands. You know, the Gallows Instance is great. I know for sure that if you like good old-fashioned rock and roll, you're going to like the Glimpses. And if you like some straight-up, like, doom, you're going to love the Sickle. And, like, it's a great variety, you know, you can't go wrong. Basically, it's a smorgasbord of chaos.
We can't tell you nothing else.
Smorgasbord of chaos, my God.
That's fantastic, actually.
I know, he mentioned
Sub Pop. That's the show of the century right there.
That's like a masterpiece of bitterness right there. That's perfect. Also at the show, we'll have T-shirts and cassette tapes and stickers and buttons and copies of our album. Just a lot of stuff.
We also stole a hotel Bible and signed it. So if you want a signed hotel Bible,
that's one of a kind merch right there.
A lot of illustrations and a lot of drawings.
I actually stole the idea from Doug Stanhope, the comedian. But yeah,
at least he's honest about it.
The best artists steal, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're not borrowing.
Good artists take, great artists steal.
I like it.
Yeah. I think it was Picasso said that. I don't know.
Well, and you just said it. Now it's your quote.
Yeah.
Witch's Tears, I'm delighted that you were able to come in. I'm excited because there's actually a demo that you have available on your Bandcamp, and we're going to be able to listen to it now. Air Trees, Water, Animals.
Uncle Charlie. Yep. Yeah. Rest in peace, Uncle Charlie.
This is just a demo. This was just a tabletop recorded with one microphone. So we'll go back into the studio, I think, this summer and do a proper version of it. Yeah. So, yeah.
It sounds great, though.
It sounds
very good.
Dude,
for like a little cell phone.
Yeah, for something out of my garage. We play in my garage.
Yeah.
Like, we can drive my parents crazy. Like, that's where I get the band sheet.
Gareth!
Yeah. Your dad is a saint.
They used to call me, like, stop screaming like a banshee. That's where the whole banshee thing came from.
Yeah.
We applied it to our band.
That's a thing of beauty. I love that. I love it. It's a family affair.
Yeah.
So Witch's Tears, do not miss them this weekend at the Midway Cafe. And right up here, this is a brand new demo.
We got Sunday, too. Sunday, June 16th at the C Note.
Yes, in Nantasket,
next month,
right?
Yep, Nantasket Beach.
Brockton by the Sea.
Yes.
Brockton by the Sea.
Yeah, cuz.
Be there.
Go to the beach during the day and catch a show at night. Maybe grab yourself a slice of pizza and a hot dog.
Don't step on a needle.
On that
words
note.
To live by. Words to live
Om
by.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Witch's Tears, thank you again.
Thank you.
Top rocker.
Have a beautiful week.
Thanks, you too.
Cool.
Groovy.
Yes, I have many plans, a lot of plans. I'd like to clean up the water. I'd like to go up in the mountains and start at the top of the mountains and clean the springs up, take all the pollution out of the water so I could drink it, clean up all the green things and pick up all the old beer cans and clean all the way to the ocean. And then maybe we might be able to save a little air and water for our children. Because I'm living in my child's world now. I'm working on his world. My world already went to the gas chamber. We'll be right back. you're going to do something, do it well. And leave something witchy. Leave a sign to let the world know that you were there. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Which is Tears there, Air, Trees, Water, Animals. Brand new demo from them you can get on Bandcamp. And do not miss them this weekend at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. I have some numbers to think about for you. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of the planet's prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And
industrial complex.
Precis. Right up here, folks, I got some more music for you. This right here is Garrison with some serious heavy drama.
speak, don't get it up. We'll shout out loud the mean. We'll carry on the clouds and peaks above. We'll still be there.
You're listening to WMFO Medford on the town with Micah D.
And if you're my best friend, how can it ever end when I came?